Strange Whoops. The Strange Whoops.
Should
we get your hands washed? No, it
the Crane Whoops. Crane
digging.
Crane digging.
Yes.
Oh, what crane?
The washing. I'm washing it.
You want to squash it? You want to squash the soap through the sponge? Ooh, look at that. Look at all those soapy suds now through your fingers. Soapy, soapy suds.
Thomas, do it.
You're squashing it again. Ooh, squash it, squash it. Squash it. Look at that.
Slowly squash it. No,
I think that's enough squashing it now. We'll rinse your hands.
And then
we can have some lunch because we're really late today, aren't we?
No!
What's
eating the toast!
Pardon?
Eating the toast!
Well, you had some toast there for breakfast. Because we've been to toddler group this morning and then on the way home we called in at Isabel's house and Mummy had a cup of tea with Sonia. And Jo came as well, didn't she, Jo and Becky? And then we walked back here and Jo and Becky called in to pick up a book. So we've not had lunch yet.
Oh no!
Where did we go for lunch? Shh, don't shout, you've not had lunch
maybe
yet.
Maybe pumpkins.
Pumpkins? Are you talking about big pumpkins and baby pumpkins?
Yeah.
That's on Sunday when we went to Dunham Massey, I think it was. We'd gone round Grandad and we went to the tea shop and they had all those pumpkins at the window ledge. They had very large ones and very small ones, didn't they?
No!
You don't want your book on? Well, you're getting very willful, aren't you?
No, what a dumb one.
Do you like a sausage roll, Thomas?
Yes! A very light one!
Do you think Ben would like one?
No, Sam.
No, thank you. You don't think she would?
Not like it.
Not like it, no. When Mummy was talking to Jo, and you helped yourself to some toast left for breakfast, did you eat it all up? Because it's all gone off the plate. There you are. Sausage roll, would you like some crisps?
No.
Pardon?
No thanks.
No thanks. I bet if I get them out, you'll see them and want them. These are left from yesterday, a few salt and vinegar. And a few smoky bacon.
No.
Would you like some cheese on your sausage roll?
Mummy's eating that.
Mummy's just pinched a crisp. I'll put the kettle on for a cup of coffee. Would you like some cheese with your sausage roll? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
What did you do at play group this morning? What did you do?
We saw Sonia and Isabel.
You saw Sonia and Isabel, and who else did we see?
We saw Charlotte.
You saw Rachel.
Lynn.
You saw Rachel.
Lynn
and Charlotte, that's right. And you were playing with the tractor and trailer a lot today, weren't you?
What? That one, that an yellow!
A yellow crisp?
With the mark there.
A little mark on there, yes. A little mark on the crisp. think I'm going to have my coffee in this mug, Thomas. It says, I love my mummy. Would you like some juice?
Nope.
No? Oh gosh! Look what's happened. I've just picked up the coffee. It's liquid coffee. And it's exploded and gone all over my jumper. And trousers, and foot. On the kitchen floor.
No,
I don't think we need to call an ambulance. I think we just need to get the floor cloth to clean it up.
Oh dear, what a mess. Sorry, I didn't know please that movie.
Well, I'll try not to worry. Try not to worry. Mummy was going to wear this jumper tonight when she went out, but I think you better think again, don't you? Not going to be able to wear it like this. Would you like some counsel, Thomas, with that? What'd you say?
Please.
Good boy. Sorry, I should have put it out before. See if we can find a little bowl for you. I can't remember what you said you wanted some juice. Would you like some juice?
No.
No? Well, you probably want my mate.
No! My lunch!
Alright, well, I'll put some black currant in the beaker. I'll just put it on the edge of the table, and if you decide you want it, that's fair enough. I think after we've had lunch, Thomas, Mummy needs to put some washing in the machine. We need to wash up our pots. And then shall we go for a little walk? Because it's a beautiful afternoon, isn't it? Looks like it might rain, but some of the clouds look very dark. But there's a lot of sun. A little trip out, couldn't we? We've got those magazines to deliver. Shall we do that? What's Toby doing?
Drumming.
She looks like she's just jumping in the window. She's half in the window and half stuck in the blind, isn't she? Tastes good. You're doing the council?
Yeah.
What about a sausage roll?
Mmm.
Becky had her sausage roll and then we got out of the shop, didn't she?
Yes.
I can hear you crunching. You're not talking to me because you said there's anything. Mummy's having another one.
Let's show those.
What's like Sonia and Isabel?
Let's show the juice.
The juice is like at Sonia and Isabel's.
Mm.
Does she have Ribena?
No, yeah.
Like currant juice?
Mmm. Black currant juice.
Mmm.
And this is what I found it the best juice on.
You have juice with a straw at Sonia and Isabel's house, do you?
Just black.
I don't think you did this morning though, did you? Mummy picked up some books today. I don't know what I've done with them. The books that we ordered at Sonia and Isabel's book party a few weeks ago.
What have I done with them?
What have I done with them, Thomas? Oh, here it is, this bag of books.
Oh, all sorts of books in here.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Read now!
Oh, well. We'll have to have a look at these after we've had lunch. But we've got, this is the book that you really wanted. It's called Dig and Dug with Daisy, Trouble with Trucks. It's a book all about trucks and diggers. That looks really nice, doesn't it?
No, Dick.
And there's a video as well called Dig and Dug with Daisy on the Farm. We'll look at that after lunch.
We'll look at it next month.
Well, no, because you eat it. We're both eating lunch. We can't look now. And there's another one called Pee Wee Bear's Christmas. Rachel likes Pee Wee Bear, doesn't she? Mm. Pee Wee Bear's Christmas book, Pee Wee Bear, The Snowy Ride. And a video called PB Bear in the Snow, plus four more adventures. And then we've got this, Playtime Rhymes. The first collection of rhymes to say and sing. So I'll be able to listen to that and do some new rhymes. And then this one is another PB Bear book, What is PB Bear Doing? And it's all about different times of the day. Come on, have a look at this one. You've got two PB Bear books already. You've got Good Morning PB Bear and Good Night PB Bear. Do you remember the PB Bear books?
What's this? What's this? A normal postbox.
That's the grandfather clock. Not a postbox, it's a clock, but it's got a door on it. It's saying it's 8 o'clock and PB Bear's getting out of bed. What do you think he's doing now?
What's this?
That's a little bear. Do you remember on every page you have to find a little bear? Well, it looks there as if he's having his breakfast because he's pouring milk on his cereal. Oh, and it's 9 o'clock. He looks like he's packing his school bag. That's right, it's time for school. So he goes to school and then it's 12 o'clock and it's lunch time. What's he eating for his lunch?
Biscuits
and green grapes and oranges. Has he got a sandwich as well?
No.
There's a sandwich. Oh, now it's saying it's 3 o'clock. What will he do? He's got a little dog with him as well, hasn't he? Have you seen a dog? I don't know what the dog's called. Oh, it's time to play at 3 o'clock. School's finished. Then at 5 o'clock he's going home for his tea.
Cheese
and...
What's this egg?
Egg. It looks like bread and tomato as well. Supper time. Oh, and it's 6 o'clock. What's he doing? He's climbing the stairs. It's bath time. Gosh, you don't have your bath as early as 6 o'clock, do you? You were in bed nice and early last night, then. Thomas was asleep by about 8 o'clock. And now he's saying it's 7 o'clock. And it's bedtime, my favourite time of the day. I don't think it's your favourite time of the day. You enjoy bath time?
We're done now, on that one.
You've enjoyed, oh, you finished the blue crisp. Do you want the brown crisp now?
Mm.
Juicy, do you have a bath with this morning?
Abigail Thomas.
No, you had a bath with Abigail a few weeks ago when she came with Uncle Val and Auntie Stuart. But this morning when you got out of bed, who did you get in the bath with?
Daddy.
Daddy?
Yeah, yeah.
Have a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of fun? Mm. Is that what Daddy said to you? You were having a lot of fun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said that earlier on, that you were having a lot of fun. Why were you having a lot of fun? Were there lots of bubbles?
Yeah.
It was nice deep water, wasn't it? Nice and warm.
Hot.
Was it hot?
Yeah.
Was it very hot?
Bad.
Are you looking at my beaker? It says, I love mummy. And what else is on the beaker?
Lots of numbers.
Lots of numbers? Well, they're letters. They're letters of the alphabet, not numbers. I can count how many letters there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Actually, it's 12 because it's I love my mummy, not I love mummy. It's got a picture of a ginger cat and a picture of a lady. What's she wearing? What's her dress got on it?
Flowers.
Yellow and white flowers, that's right. And it says, best mummy, fun, kind and pretty. I don't think you'd say that about me. Not today, after I dragged you all over to Isabel's.
You were fun too.
Pardon?
Lot of fun.
A lot of fun?
Yes.
Do you think Mummy's a lot of fun?
No.
Oh, do you think Dimitra's a lot of fun?
No.
Do you think Daddy's a lot of fun?
No.
Having a bath with Daddy, is that a lot of fun?
Mm.
Yes. Oh, I must ask Daddy what you got up to. Well, after Mummy had had a cup of tea at Sonia's and picked up the books, we were ready to come home, and you didn't want to come home, did you?
No.
What did you want to do? Stay and play with Isabel?
Yeah.
So you weren't very happy with Mummy, were you?
No.
You cross with Mummy? Is Mummy not nice? Oh, poor Mummy.
Cheese.
You'd like some cheese?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yes,
please. I probably offered you cheese before and can't remember. What did I say to Thomas? Would you like some cheese?
Yeah.
And did you say yes and then I forgot? Will you have this cheese, darling?
Mm.
Oh, it's some cheese that Mummy grated yesterday for sandwiches. But there's some cubes of cheese as well in the pot.
A big cheese there.
Mmm.
Oh no.
What you say?
What's this?
It's your spoon.
What's this? put it in that one.
You're using your spoon from your coleslaw to eat the grated cheese? There you are. That's quite a good idea, putting it on a spoon. Just thinking while we're around the tiles, I must write something on the calendar. Because Mummy was really disappointed that when we were in Spain, we missed having your photograph taken at the toddler group. You remember the nice photograph that's on the mantelpiece of you last year? And they took them again when we were in Spain, because anyway, the lady's going to a school on the 13th of November, which is next Saturday. And she's agreed to do our photograph then. No, I think it was 11:30 because originally she booked us for 10 o'clock and then said that was too early and changed it. And I think we said 11:30. So I shall write it on the calendar, 11:30 photograph, St. Winifred's. That'll be nice, won't it? You crunching crisps? Do you not want some cheese?
No.
Do you not like it when it's grated?
No.
But it's just the same, Thomas. It tastes just the same. What do you say now?
No thanks.
No thanks?
I've got a problem.
You've got a problem?
Draw 17.
You've got a problem? Draw 17? Why do you want to draw 17?
Yeah.
What do you mean you want to draw 17?
That one.
Draw that one. What are you pointing to?
Put in that one.
Not sure what you mean, Thomas.
Bowling lane, please.
Pardon?
Bowling lane. Bowling lane, please.
What are you asking for, darling?
I said, for please.
You're saying something please, but I don't know what you're asking for.
Bowling for, please. 7-4.
7-4? What's 7-4?
74. Bowling for.
Well, you lost me, Thomas. I don't know what you're referring to. I'm very sorry. Haven't a clue.
She's Purdy.
Can you see Purdy?
Yes, she's laughing.
Is she laughing? Is she laughing? Or are you laughing?
What's in the mobile shop?
What's in the mobile shop? It's not a mobile shop. It's a little bit of gingerbread left from the other day, and we put it in a box. I think Daddy bought you that the other day, didn't he? His legs have fallen off, haven't they?
His legs fallen off.
Oh, poor gingerbread man, his legs have fallen off.
One eye missing.
Has he got one eye missing?
One eye.
Another eye missing. Two eyes missing.
Two eyes gone.
Have you bitten his head off? You've eaten his head. Oh, poor gingerbread man.
But one way, I'd run away.
I think he'll have a job to run away because his legs have gone. Is he hopping?
Slipped!
Oh, he's slipped. Oh, poor gingerbread man, he's slipped.
like him dancing.
He's dancing now, is he?
He's going to fall down. Oh, shit!
He slipped again. What were you dancing to this morning? Did you do some dancing at the playgroup?
Oh, not fallen over.
He's fallen over. Did you do the hokey cokey?
No.
You did, and you did Ring the Ring the Roses and the Grand Old Duke of York.
No, 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 no.
And you did the Scarecrow song, didn't you?
Love dancing now.
Enough dancing now? Mm. Is he not going to dance anymore?
But he's gone.
What's gone?
Teeth gone too.
His teeth have gone too?
Yeah.
Well, did he have teeth?
No.
Most gingerbread men don't have teeth. They might have a nose and two eyes and a mouth. You can't usually see their teeth. Was it his mouth?
Teeth, that's me. No shoes.
There's no shoes.
No socks.
No socks.
No legs. No berries.
Well, get your foot off the table, Thomas. You don't put your feet on the table when you're eating. That's not very nice, is it? That gingerbread man tastes very nice. He really tastes of ginger, doesn't he? Well, I think if his legs have gone and his arms and most of his head, he might very well need an ambulance. Pardon? He's broken his arms?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear. Poor gingerbread man. Has he got a name? George the Gingerbread Man, how about that? Would you like to call him George?
George.
Hello, George.
A stinging roller.
A stinging roller?
A baby steamroller.
A baby steamroller. I must admit he looks flat enough to have been run over by a steamroller, doesn't he? Mm. Is that something that's happened on Bob the Builder? A steamroller's run over a man and he's very flat like the gingerbread man.
Big button.
He's always slipping, isn't he, that gingerbread man?
No slip. Ouch. That's a...
Ouch.
Mother's mobile shop.
The gingerbread man bumped into Sam's mobile shop?
With two wheels.
With two wheels? Ah, oh, Sam's mobile shop. It's from Thomas the Tank Engine, isn't it?
Mobile shop?
Yes, it's a little blue mobile shop. It's a blue van that drives around Greendale. And Sam has very dark hair and a hat and a moustache, doesn't he? And Sam owns the mobile shop.
Knocking at the door.
Pardon?
Knocking at the door.
Can you say knocking at the door?
Big one.
No, you mustn't kick the table, Thomas.
You mustn't kick the table.
Yes!
If I take your shoes off and you kick the table, it'll really hurt your toes and I can stop you doing it. The table's made from wood, and what have I said about wood?
Yeah.
You never hit wood, do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You never hit wood. You never hit glass.
Glass.
What's made from glass? The doors on this cupboard are made from glass. The window's made from glass. Mummy's glasses are made from glass.
Trust glass too.
No, you're not made from glass.
No, I guess.
What about the patio door? Is that glass?
Yeah.
And when you're drinking from a glass, occasionally you have a sip from a glass. We always have to say, don't bite the glass, don't we? Because it could hurt you. That's what worries me when you play at Isabel's house, because you like jumping off the bottom step. There's a glass front door right at the bottom of the stairs, and if you fall, you could really badly hurt yourself.
Playing the trains.
You want to play with your trains now?
Yeah, my gingerman.
I'm a gingerman. Oh, there's only a mouthful of a gingerbread man left. Are you not going to eat him?
No. The carriages.
The carriages. Well, I think finish your lunch first, Thomas, and then we can clear away the pots.
Ooh.
And wipe your hands on the table, then you can clear your tray. Excuse me, please.
No, excuse me, please. Farty pants.
Farty pants, old Thomas, you shouldn't say that. Is that what you are, an old farty pants? Can't you just finish this gingerbread man?
No, I
don't.
Trace
are dying.
Pardon? Trace
are dying.
Trains
what, darling?
Trains have tried.
Trains have tried?
No, trains have died.
Trains have died? Trains have died? Why are you saying trains have died?
Daddy, bloody. Hot bloody.
Help Purdy. Well, Purdy's gone to sleep now on the window ledge, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Can you just see a little bit of her back in the air? The chair's pushed up against the windowsill. But we can just see over the top of the chair a little bit of Purdy's back. Well, it's very sunny on the window ledge, so she must have decided to have a sleep in the sun. Well, it's nice and warm and cosy and quiet. I can hear somebody banging or something outside. Bang, bang, bang. Can you?
Don't see it.
No, you can't see it.
Up in the air.
Do you think it's up in the air?
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere? It's up in the air somewhere, is it? One of the houses behind us is having an extension built. There's a lot of activity, isn't there, with builders?
Lemon juice.
Like some more juice? Does the juice taste nice?
No.
You enjoying your lunch today?
No.
No? Would you like me to sleep?
No.
You've had a busy morning, haven't you?
Sleep in the car.
You sleep in the car?
Sleep in that car.
Sleep in that car?
Sleep in big legs.
I can't see your car. You've got a bicycle.
No, no, bicycle. A car.
You haven't got a car now?
Yeah. Got me. We like a boat.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Sleep a car.
Yes, normally you sleep on the sofa during the day if you're having a sleep, and I see what you're talking about now. You've got your red racing mini and your yellow racing car on the sofa. I don't think you put them there, but Becky was playing with them, wasn't she? Mm. And I think she put them down there when she left. So is that what you're meaning? You sleep with the cars?
Mm.
And your bicycle, the trailer on your bicycle, you filled it with fruit, haven't you? And shopping from your shopping basket. Well, if you'd like a little sleep, Thomas, you can have a sleep and then we can go out for a walk later. Would you like that?
Yes, sir. Problem.
The problem?
Mm.
What's the problem?
There's a problem up here and that way.
There's a problem up here and that way? Oh, what's the problem?
That way.
And what's the problem that way?
That way, that way.
Yes, I know you're pointing to the door and the window, but what's the problem?
That way, that way.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. I've got a problem understanding what you're talking about.
Big bag, lorry.
Big bin bag lorry. Oh, there was a problem on Monday with the bin bag lorry yesterday, wasn't there? Because there was a car trying to get past and it couldn't, so in the end the car turned around in somebody's driveway and drove the other way, didn't it?
It drove off that way.
It drove off that way, didn't it? Because it couldn't get past the bin bag lorry.
Of course. Ah!
Have you finished lunch now?
Ta-da! Ta-da!
It's a funny noise.
Show away!
What's you shouting?
Heavy!
Heavy?
Cheese.
Now, are you going to eat that cheese?
Mm.
Going to eat some cheese? Well, that's nice, isn't it? Grated cheese. Do you remember how we grated cheese on the grater the other day? In the kitchen? We had the red grater. We were grating it like that. I think we did some grated carrot for a salad as well, didn't we? Don't hit the table with the spoon. We've just been talking about wood, haven't we? Not hitting wood. No, Thomas. Are you going to eat some more coleslaw?
No, coleslaw, yeah.
Let's take the spoon, that's right. The coleslaw is on the edge of the bowl. That's lovely, yes. You can use the spoon to scrape it up.
you might need to help me.
Thanks.
No thanks.
Manage.
You can manage. You're not going to talk to me now.
We'll be lucky.
Pardon?
We've got a wop.
Little drop. There is a little bit of coleslaw left. Look, there you are. Scraped it round. Oh, I can hear a train going past.
Somewhere?
Where do you think the train's going to?
Manchester.
To Manchester?
A green slug.
A green slug? No, it's a piece of grated cheese, Tom.
It's slug.
Is it like a slug?
Green eggs.
It's not green, is it? Cheese is yellow.
Two slugs.
Two slugs, that's two pieces of grated cheese. You're eating the slugs now, are you? Yeah, you can eat it when it's grated cheese, but you mustn't eat real slugs. That's not nice, is it? Not nice at all, Thomas.
Slugs.
Would you like some more crisps? Thomas, don't burn, please. Don't burn.
Wash it. Harder and harder. Amanda, it's washed.
No, don't play with your food, Thomas. Have you finished eating? Will you either eat it properly or I take it away?
No!
You don't mess with food like that. No, you don't. No, it might be your food, but you don't mess with food like that. No, if you want to eat it, Thomas.
No!
I told you about kicking the table. No, that's naughty.
Not funny now!
Well, can you tell me, Thomas, do you ever see Mummy kicking the table?
No.
Or Daddy?
No.
Or Grandma or Grandad?
No.
And has Pearlie ever kicked the table?
No.
Well, then why should Thomas? No. Shall we clear these things away?
No. I'm going down.
You're going to finish some cheese?
No.
Finish that?
No.
You've really had enough?
No.
What about some apple?
No. I see a lot of
apple. You're emptying the crisps on the table. No, put the packet down. You don't make a mess, Thomas. Somebody has to clean it up.
No.
That's a good boy. That's a clever boy eating. Eating the crisps. It's much better, isn't it?
No. I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
No.
Why is Thomas not happy?
No inky.
No tinky winky?
No.
Is that why you're not happy? You've got a Dipsy, a La-La and a Po, but we've no tinky winky, have we?
No, it's somewhere.
Somewhere? Yes, he's somewhere in the shop somewhere because we haven't bought him yet. We'll have to see with Christmas coming whether we can get a tinky winky for you. And then you'd have a full set, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
in the bathroom you've got those tiny toys that you play with in the bath. That's all four Teletubbies, but they're only very small, aren't they?
Winky, yeah.
You've got a Tinky Winky there, yeah? And they all live in a big Ditsy's hat, don't they?
But what?
And what were they doing last night? They were going down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
Straight into Ditsy's hat, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yeah.
They were going straight down the slide into Ditsy's hat, and we were saying goodnight to them as they landed in the hat.
Not the fire. Not heard.
Not heard? What did you not hear?
Not my brain. The brain.
Please stop kicking the table.
Daddy!
If Daddy was here and heard you kicking the table, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you?
No.
You would.
No.
Where's Thomas gone? Oh, there he is. Where is he? Are you hiding? It's nice and quiet. I can see him peeping. You could see what?
See your feet.
You could see my toes, see my feet. All the time you were hiding. Oh, no, don't smell. That's not nice. Thomas, be careful. Now look what's happened. Oh, dear. Come on, finish these crisps.
No.
You've really had enough. No, don't play with the clock. I think you're ready for sleep, aren't you? Are you hiding? Where are you hiding? Where's Thomas gone?
Something a big apple. One big apple. Did a big apple for me and a big rock for me.
You like the big? Well, it's supposed to be a boulder, a big stone. And it does look like an apple, and I notice it ends up in your fruit basket many, many times, doesn't it? I don't know where to start. Looking, Thomas, have you had it today?
Yeah.
You've had it today? I can't just see it now, Jade. And the other thing we seem to have lost, Thomas, is the driver from the digger. Oh, here we are. Here's the boulder that belongs in the dumper truck. That looks like it's a red apple. So we'll have to have a good look round, won't we? Thank you, a big apple for me.
Yeah.
Are you feeling all right now? You were a bit fed up, weren't you, at the end of lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Were you a bit fed up? No, dear.
Hello, it's smashed.
Oh, is it smashed?
Yeah.
Right, let's have a look at this book. Oh, what can you see?
See a train there.
You can see a train?
In a crane.
A crane? What's this?
Blue tractor.
A blue tractor. I'm not quite sure what that's called. It's a bulldozer, I think. Oh, this is a nice book, isn't it? Well, it looks like the lorry with the builders in is going to a farm. Merryweather Farm, it's called. And look, what's that?
Bar lamb.
A bar lamb, yes, but do you know what's next to it? You've perhaps not seen many pictures of this. But you sang a song about it this morning at playgroup. That's a scarecrow. Do you remember? Oh, Jim's a scarecrow and this is what he said. I'm a wibbly wobbly man with a shaky shaky head. I've got flippy floppy arms and a flippy floppy leg. Look, he's made with, it looks like a broom handle and some old sacks and straw. He's got an old jacket on with patches and a felt hat and a carrot for his nose.
Carrot and nose.
Do you see the carrot that makes his nose? I don't think we had enough snow last year to make a snowman, but if ever you make a snowman, you'll probably use a carrot for his nose. Oh, now what have we got? He's calling this his little yellow truck. Looks like he's delivering crates of fruit in Farmer Stubble's tractor.
No driver.
There's no driver, no, because look, the gentleman there who drives the tractor is talking to the little girl.
Big fed up.
Big fed up.
Lost an axe.
What's on the next page? Oh, can you see all the fruit in the crate?
Oh no, man, not to that.
That's a toolbox. Look, it's got hammers and chisels and all sorts in it. And can you see this gentleman here?
A man got in there. Oh, no.
What's the man got in there? It's tools, isn't it? Now, look, if you look at the front of the truck, what's happened? Do you remember your story about Bertie the bus when it hit a nail in the road? What happened?
Stop
the flare. A flat tyre?
Yeah.
Now, what's happened to the little yellow truck?
The back.
They've got a flat tyre at the front, look. Oh, so this chappy's going to fix it with his spanner. Oh, the little bit that I'm reading now says, the truck wouldn't go. Oh no, we're stuck in a ditch, said Doug. And we've got a flat tyre, said Dig. He picked up a spanner. I'll fix it. But they didn't have a spare tyre. Oh dear, dear. There's another one here.
Truck.
What's this
Bob
truck?
Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder? It looks like Bob the Builder. Yes, well, one of these men must be called Dig and the other one must be called Doug. I think that's Dig and that's Doug. He's got a wheelbarrow. That's like on Bob the Builder, isn't it?
It's a crane.
Yes, it's a crane. Well, it's actually, it's called a tow truck.
Big lorry.
Do you remember in your toy box you got a little breakdown set? Mm. Do you know the one I mean? Mm. Shall I go and get it for you?
Yeah.
And then I can show you what we mean.
Look, no, I brought a prop for you. Watch it.
Look.
Breakdown lorry.
This is like this, only in the book it's a purple breakdown lorry and here it's a yellow one. But look, they've got the same, can you see this on it?
Hello.
And this little lady's stuck in her car, look. And the breakdown lorry will tow her away. Look, like that. Oh, now there's another thing on the next page. This is called a forklift truck. It looks to me as if for some reason these men are carrying crates of fruit from the farm to the shop, but the truck must have broken down or something must have happened. Without reading the book, I don't know, Thomas. But anyway, the truck's broken down now The truck's been towed away and it says Doug arrived with a forklift truck. So they're obviously stacking all the crates of fruit onto the forklift truck to lift it high in the air. Can you see the rake and the spade?
Yeah.
You saw a lot of things in that toolbox, wasn't he? Oh dear, dear, what's happened?
Fruit fall over.
All the fruit's fallen over on the floor.
Look. The tree lifted out.
Well, this looks as if they've had to send for something else.
Oh no.
It now says Doug arrived with a bulldozer.
Oh no.
Scrape went the bulldozer blade as it pushed the fruit into a big pile.
Oh no.
Oh dear, dear. What sort of fruit can you see there?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. What are those?
Lemons.
Lemons.
Oh no.
What are the fruit?
What happened?
Well, without reading the book properly, I don't know, Thomas, but they've had a bit of an upset, haven't they? Look, there's apples and pears and oranges, lemons. Oh, can't see any bananas. Then after that, they've got a digger.
And then I'm scrape it up.
So a digger took them and scrape it up?
Where are we?
And now
they've got
another lorry as well now.
Oh no.
Look on the last page, it says Dig, Doug and Daisy arrived at the shop. Mrs. Green was surprised to see them delivering her fruit in a giant dumper truck. They must have used every type of truck to transport that fruit from the farmer's farm to Mrs. Green's shop, mustn't they?
Yellow van.
A big yellow van. Now this is your dumper truck. Your dumper truck has a boulder in it that looks like an apple. And this dumper truck really does have apples in it. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Thomas.
Oh, no.
Well done there. That's a nice book, isn't it? Well, later on this afternoon when we sit down to have your drink of milk, should we...
What's this?
It's the blue tractor. Should we read this book again?
Yes.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
And this is the book that came with the video. So this is lovely, isn't it?
Yes, watch it.
Well, you have to watch it later, yes. Oh, I do think that's a nice book. Can you see what these people are all wearing? These are called either dungarees or overalls. Because look, you're wearing trousers and you've got a shirt on top. But when you were smaller, and even in the summer, you used to have some trousers that went up here. Do you remember? With the big and braces. Like that.
Read it again.
Read it again? Well, I'll have a little look at it. Dig and Doug had a job to do. Farmer Stubble had asked them to come to Merryweather Farm as quickly as they could. Daisy went too.
The big digger.
Daisy went too.
Can reach it.
You can't reach it.
Yeah.
Oh dear, she said Farmer Stubble must be in trouble. Whatever the job, said Dig. We'll get it done, said Doug. Oh, it does sound like Bob the Builder to me, Thomas, don't you think?
A tree.
Yes. Oh, I see. You've got your digger digging the tree in the book, have you? Look, there's a cow on the farm. So Dig and Doug sounds like Scoot, Muck and Dizzy and Roly too from Bob the Builder. And they're nice stories, aren't they?
Oh no, what's happened now?
Oh dear, what's happened? I don't know. What has happened?
Was she missing?
Was she missing?
A peaceful and over?
Mm. Oh, it's from the tree, yes. And perhaps it's this time of year, Thomas, autumn time.
Oh, no.
The leaves are falling off the trees.
Mm-hmm.